consistent.
I like the gray shorts. You're rocking your knees. Look at that. You feel sexy? I feel naked when I wear shorts.
I haven't worn short shorts in so long.
He says short shorts.
That's what they are. If they're above the knee, they're like shorts to me. Then it was, you know.
If they're above the knee, they're like shorts to you.
They're like short shorts.
Short shorts. If they're over the knee.
They're just shorts.
They're just shorts.
These are short shorts. I like this. It's not too bad. It feels a little exposed.
Like, but back in the day, you preferred the regular shorts, not the short shorts.
Back in the day, I didn't even think about it.
Back then, it was like, clothes, whatever, go.
Okay, yeah. But I was like, oh, I'm going to get some short shorts. And I put them on. I was like, you know what? It feels free.
Do you have like dressy ones?
Shorts?
Yeah.
No, if I got to get dressed up, I'm wearing regular clothes. I'm not going to wear shorts. If it's an event that you have to be dressed for, I might as well just get dressed. Right?
What about if it's like a wedding and it's fucking hot? You're not.
I won't know it's hot until I'm in the building.
Bitch, you don't read the weather in the morning.
Well, I hope they put air conditioner.
People, well, what? But I just said a wedding outside. It's a wedding outside. It's casual. You're not really related to the family directly.
So you think I'm gonna wear? I still won't wear shorts. I feel like there's a sense of respect almost. Where he's like, all right, I'm just gonna wear.
Pants.
I'm gonna try to blend into the background. I don't want nothing too flashy.
Oh, you don't want to stand out.
Because it's their day. You don't want to be the guy with the red suit on.
Everyone looking at your legs.
Everybody's looking at your legs. And you're like, damn.
This nigga got the nice legs. Let no knee come between this marriage. Yeah, nigga.
So.
Oh, I lost you completely.
No, because I talked over there.
Don't talk over there then. So you got to talk over here.
Did you watch the Trump town hall?
I did not.
Did you watch any clips of it?
I did. Like half a clip?
Like half a clip. It was entertaining.
I mean,
to say the very least.
I mean, everyone that I've spoken to on Trump, whether they're, most of them are against him, they hate him. Most people that I talk to, I would say they're clearly on one side of the angle, right?
I almost know nobody that doesn't like Trump.
Maybe that's why I'm more right-leaning than you?
I think so.
Because I feel like I have to defend the other side that I'm not even a part of?
Most people are indifferent. They're like, whatever about him. I think.
Don't give me your thoughts of what you think, bitch. Nobody cares. How many people do you come across versus, you know what I mean? Like, you just said that most people are, they're with him. In your circle.
They're, yeah. Which is interesting, to say the very least. Because it's just like the Democrats statistically would say, these people are not for Trump. They don't like Trump. But then when you talk to them, they're like, yeah, he's all right. And I'm like, Trump or Biden? They're like, Trump. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
These
people also can't vote. Most of them are felons. They can't vote anyway. But still.
They got an opinion.
They have an opinion, yeah.
Maybe because they can't vote.
Hey, don't look at that.
Maybe because they can't vote, they're more willing to like give their opinion,
their honest opinion,
even though they know full well their majority of their circle leans towards the blue.
Yeah. Who do I know that is pro Biden? I can't even think of one person. You know some of the people I know. So can you think of anybody that I know that's pro Biden? That's like, oh, I love Biden. I hope he wins. Exactly. And we're in a blue state.
What was the question again? Do we know, you and I mutually know, individuals that are for Biden?
Yeah.
That we both know.
That we're like, that person is like, no, Biden's better option than Trump.
Biden is better off option than Trump. I mean, we know of people. I could think of maybe one of the Sanabria's wives.
Maybe.
Yeah, but we don't fuck with them like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
We know of people that are hard.
But
blue.
Think about how far out of the circle you have to reach to find a person. And it's not like I don't talk to people. I mean, you know, you have many groups of people you talk to. It's my church group, it's my family group, it's my work group.
Right.
And they don't intermingle too much.
Yeah,
they're wildly different from each other.
Right. It's almost like you're a different person with each group.
Yeah. And which is good psychologically, by the way. You should always have that separation.
It allows you to express different areas of yourself differently, more freely, giving you the sense of wholeness.
Yeah. Jose messed up shaving his beard, so he's trying to cover it with the...
Bitch! I haven't shaved. That's the thing. I've been going to work like this, but like dressed up.
Trying to get fired, basically.
Now I'm trying to compare to these viejos that are making twice as what I'm making, and I'm like, these niggas don't know. That should be me. But yeah, you're right.
I look like a hairy mess. Can you pull up a clip of Trump? Yeah. Is it better back here?
I think no. If you're looking at what?
No.
Wherever the clip is, the clip it needs to be behind you. Directly behind you.
Directly behind.
Don't look at yourself, you
find,
little bitch.
Can you find clips of Trump?
Why would we want to find clips of Trump?
So you can hear.
No, I don't want to hear a stupid voice. I do want to comment on. Keep on the topic of the circles and the peoples you know.
Yeah.
Even as I was saying before, even if you hate this nigga, Trump. While I'm hearing individuals that hate him. Or, you know, really dislike him. I'm like, but you're entertained by it.
Oh, yeah.
Because what is entertainment?
Yeah.
What is entertainment? Well,
it's like people watching, what's the English word?
Soap operas.
Yeah, like a soap opera. Not even soap opera, like a...
Entertainment
like a horror.
Wait, but just answer the question. When you think of the word entertainment, what do you think of? I think of, I'm having fun. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, like you basically...
So what's the point of horror movies?
Yeah, exactly. Like you take your mind off of the world around you and you're like, I'm in that world now.
I'm in that world. That doesn't necessarily mean it's a funny, happy thing all the time.
No, but it's fun to be in there and play.
Yeah, like horror movies. Yeah. You go to watch it
because... there was a monster here.
You go there for entertainment. Yeah. So when I'm listening to these individuals upset, like, this freaking racist, and I'm just like, but you're hella entertained by it. Yeah.
But that's why...
At the end of the day.
That town hall didn't happen on Fox.
And when did it... Where?
It happened on CNN.
Ooh.
CNN.
They need that, too.
Reached out to Trump and was like, can you help us? Tucker Carlson is gone. We can't.
We need money.
We need help. What, they're gonna put Joe Biden? Imagine they did this with Joe Biden. How many people are gonna even talk about it?
The attention span for Joe Biden is really low.
And first of all, I don't think Joe Biden would even do it. There is the people that are like
puppeteering
him. Would be like, no, you can't, Joe. Just sit down.
Joe,
that's it.
You're finished.
Yeah, he's done. I can't believe he's running again. That is mind-boggling to me, y'all. We doubt he's even going to survive this run. You know what I'm saying? He might not even make it now. Imagine another 4 years. He's going to go down in history as the first president to be admitted into a assisted living facility.
Senior home?
Yeah.
Well, call my company so I can get the credit for it. We will get you your home health aid right away. And she'll probably come straight from the border.
I want to cover this. I don't want to give her advertisement.
Don't give advertisement. We're not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
Because we don't want our Maple Leaf visitors. Maple Leaf visitors. It is pure entertainment. So at the end of the day, it's entertainment. Whether you like them or you don't, you're going to listen to this thing and you're going to have an emotional reaction. It's going to go like this.
Yeah. And yeah, I want to find a hardcore liberal. They don't have to be hardcore, just liberal. And I want to sit down with them and watch the town hall live. Like they've never seen it before. They want to watch it for the first time. And I want to watch their reaction. Because I know there's going to be points where they're going to be like, this guy's crazy. That's good. All right. You got it. You know, there's a point where I forgot what he was talking about, and he was like, if I was president, you know, they would do this. And they're like, well, why don't Joe Biden do it or something, or why don't you do it now or something like that. He goes, well, because I'm not president. So he's like, if I was president,
why did you say... Yeah, that's the clip that I saw. Yeah. The one that he was like, why because I'm not president, I can say whatever I want.
You know what it is? The system is corrupt and he's the least corrupt. So everybody's like, it's good.
Yes, they're making him seem like he's the most corrupt.
They're attacking him because they feel threatened by him. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I don't think... I'm not saying he's not going to win. What I think is that the Republicans would be better off running somebody else with Trump support.
I think they keep handing him in their efforts of trying to,
they have nobody else too. Ron DeSantis.
No, shut up, bitch. Yeah. In the effort, whoever they are, right? Blue, red, these Illuminati. The ones that are against him, in their effort, I feel like they're really pushing. They're like giving him another little step towards back to the Oval Office. Trump. People are not buying the BS. Let me give you an example. This is a true ass life example, right? I was getting a tooth pulled when the news came out that Donald Trump was found
guilty of not guilty
battery
liable
of assault, sexual or assault, sexual assault, right? I was literally on the chair waiting for the doctor to come in.
You're like,
and the nurse was watching the TV screen. We're both watching it, like, and I'm just sitting there with my little napkin, my little bib thing. And then,
was she like, yes, got him. She got him.
She was shocked. She was like, I can't believe they got him. I cannot believe. And you know what she said right after that? I was like, it's crazy, right? She goes, you know damn well he didn't touch that woman. She is ugly. You know that. And I'm like, she's 100% Democrat. She voted for Biden.
Yeah.
She voted for Harris. She voted for Hillary.
But I really can smell. You know, all right. You know,
they could smell the bullshit. Yeah. And she's just laughing because she is being what? Entertained. Yeah. Whether you like them or you don't. If you're emotionally getting upset, that's a form of entertainment.
Yeah.
I hate to admit it.
It's like we like to watch movies that make us cry.
Think about if he didn't exist. We would have what? Blah.
I don't even know.
What would we have? I mean, again, what would we be talking about? Biden
and whoever else. I mean, Trump crushed a lot of people.
What do you mean by that?
During his first run, the Republican, remember, there was like 19, I'm not, it was like 12 guys, remember? And they were all, and he was going back and forth between people. He was calling one guy, what is it, low energy, Jeb Bush. Low energy Jeb Bush. And this guy's mom,
oh yeah,
this guy's dad is the what is it called, the killer, the Zodiac killer. Like, he was just making mad crazy, and then not one by one knocking him out. If Trump wasn't there, the debate would have went way differently.
It would have been one or two things would have been like, oh, but with him it's like, oh, this nigga. Yeah. But look,
yo, sometimes I watch,
it's a good tactic, because it when we're debating and I mentioned something that's personable, that's personal to your life, that's a known fact.
Yeah, you lose it.
It cracks your whole persona.
Yeah.
Now you're fighting. Now you're defending yourself with your feelings instead of with your brain and your logic. You know, to try to win the argument.
Yeah, yeah. Also, because, but also, some people don't want to hear that logic crap. They want to hear the emotional stuff. They're like, oh, that's the stuff I like. They want to hear the bonchinche. You know what I'm saying? As soon as you say somebody's low energy, they're like, what? What'd you say?
Right.
I wasn't paying attention before, but now what is going on? This is
what
good.
The hell you just
said? This is good.
It is funny because you usually hear it from the audience, right? When the audience goes, oh, your attention is instinctively drawn to what just happened. What did I miss?
I watch, you know, you watch presidential debates and stuff, right? Remember, we're freaking old. So we watch this. We've watched a few of these in history. But I've never really heard the crowd react the way they did when Trump was up there. With the oohs and the ahs, you know what I'm saying? Like when he was, my favorite is when she's like, you called women pigs and this and that, and he was like, only Rosie O'Donnell. And then the audience lost their mind. You know what I'm saying? Or when he told Hillary Clinton, it's because you'd be in jail.
Because you would have been in jail.
Oh, so good.
Again, he hits below the belt, it stuns them, and then it's open season.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I literally feel like if I'm in lunchroom, fourth grade, and somebody says some shit, and the whole table is wild, and now the other table's like, what happened? And the other table's like, what happened? What happened? And next thing you know, it pops off. Do I think that Trump is going to win this next election? If they keep doing dumb shit like this?
I don't think Biden has a chance. It's hard to predict because Democrats will hold their nose and vote. They don't like the, I hate the way this guy smells, but I'm not going to vote for Trump. I'd rather vote for this guy. You know what I'm saying?
You have that on both sides, though.
Yeah, you have that on both sides. But even though the country technically
is, you think you have more of that on one side more than the other? The dedicated? I think it's even.
Oh, man.
I would hope it's even.
No, I don't know because, yeah.
It can't be even, right?
Well, you know what it is? The Democrats kind of break into two different parties, too, but they all stick together. They have like the socialist aspect of it, and then you got your mainline Democrats. They kind of stick together, even though they kind of bump heads on certain issues. Like Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders, they're like a more far left socialist. Nancy Pelosi, much as people don't like her, she was more of a regular Democrat. You know, say Chuck Schumer, like more like a regular Democrat. But they did the socialist stuff just to keep the party together. But then on the Republican side, you got the guys that like Trump and you got the guys that don't like Trump, but they're just Republicans.
Why isn't Hillary running again?
I don't even know. I don't know where she's even at.
Where is she, right?
Yeah.
Where are you, Hillary? Where did you go?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, it's hard. This is going to be a rough election. You know, I don't think any Republicans are going to vote for Biden. I highly doubt that. I think you have a better chance of getting Democrats to vote for Trump this time around.
Democrats?
Yeah. I think you have a better chance of it because they've already seen some of the policies that are pushed by the Democrats, this current version of the Democrat Party. So an example would be what's going on the border. You know, people are literally waiting. They're like making waves and they're all waiting at the border, and then more and more people are showing up and they're waiting to just rush the border.
And that's what, I was just watching the news this morning and they were talking about how the flow of migrants coming in is the same, even though Title 42 expired last night.
What do you mean? What do you mean the same? The same from the night before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's still a steady stream.
Yeah. If Trump was there, he would put more effort into stopping them. You know what I'm saying?
How?
He would never.
You remember what Title 42 does, right?
No, it makes what?
It was because of the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. But even.
So you know what Biden's doing now, right? In the border?
What he's doing?
Because of the extra numbers. I'm sorry, not Biden. He sent like a few thousand troops over there to sort of maintain what they were anticipating was going to be a big
rush of
migrants coming in. So he sent some reserve troops or Coast Guard. I don't know who they are. Don't tell me. Don't ask me. But he sent some troops over there. Some are arguing that it's not enough because of the numbers that are there waiting for this Title 42 to expire. It's the mayor here that, because of the number of migrants that have come in, is now... This is how I could already see the left, the blues, saying, you know, inhumane, even though Adams is technically on their side of the fence, right? He's Democratic too.
He's a regular mainline Democrat. He's
right.
Not a socialist.
So Democrat, he's putting the families in cages.
Like little dog cages or what kind of cages?
In big cages.
Well, I mean,
so he's not giving them hotel stays.
I don't think people understand. Breaking and entering is a crime.
He's not giving them, like, you're getting your own room with your family.
Meanwhile, we got our own people in the streets.
Keep going. So now he's putting them in big facilities where, you know, it's like a dorm setting. And it's already going to be open season on his ass.
That's what I'm saying. The Democrat Party has two parts to it. This guy, Adams, is more of a mainline Democrat. Just regular, run-the-mill Democrat. But because they capitulated so much to the socialist aspect of it, everybody expects, oh, we're going to help everybody. No, we don't help everybody. You know what I'm saying? We can't help everybody. We can't even help our own people. How are we going to help randoms from another place? You know what I'm saying? The same thing goes with their idea of going into Mexico and taking care of the cartel. Why are we getting involved in that? Why is America getting involved in Mexico's problems?
Because the drugs are coming here.
So make drugs legal. We have the power. Make drugs legal. And then what happens? Industry takes over. The cartel is going to, they're going to try to sell, they're going to want to bring drugs to America and making less money. Because now we got companies that sell legit. What strain you want? How high do you want to get?
It's just too much. You know? There's more money in making it illegal than there is making it legal.
Yeah. I mean.
Because now I have an excuse to,
That's debatable because they can always tax the drugs. Even if you taxed it cheap, it's an extra taxed
commodity. No, it's not debatable because you know how hard it is to get something done here in America? All the red, blue, green, purple, all the tape you have to, the layers of insurance, policies, procedures, for what? Yeah. When we're making money, it being illegal, and it gives us an excuse to use taxpayer dollars to fund this stuff.
I think just like any other industry, if you legalize it, you bring work to Americans. I mean, who people want to grow weed now? Remember, there was a point when they first were talking about it. Everybody's like, oh my God, we got to grow a weed farm. There was a documentary, I remember, on Netflix, one of the first ones to go on in Colorado.
Oh, we saw that one? Yeah.
So, but then they made crazy amount of cash. You know what I'm saying?
Every school kid in the school system, because of the tax revenue, had laptops.
Yeah.
And we're talking about early, like, I don't even think cell phones just came out.
So now, and kids imagine in class if they had their own laptops. Imagine they did it with everything.
Public school. We're talking about public school.
Yeah, public school, yeah. Publicly funded schools, yeah. But imagine they did it with everything. All drugs. Whatever you want. I don't care what you want. You want it, you get it. You want to die, die. Whatever, I don't care. You want to get drunk and get into a car accident, that's your business, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? But don't get caught, because that's illegal.
You know what's crazy to me? You know those methadone clinics?
Yeah, that's government. We're growing the drugs, and we're making it. And we're selling it. We're already doing it.
Them niggas are up dumb early in the morning.
And they tell me they can't get up.
I'm struggling. I take the little electric scooters to cheat for $4, $3 to avoid one bus transfer. And when I pull up to the station, them niggas are finished. Like, they got their doses. They had breakfast. They're like, they were up way before me.
Well, they're motivated. You know what I'm saying? They motivated.
Obviously, I gotta try them drugs. It has to be good to get up that early.
Well, they say
I'm getting up early just to live.
They say that regardless of
the drug, I don't want to do it.
Regardless of the drug, if you take a very, very low dosage, it's the effects are almost the same as taking a drink of
a glass of wine.
A glass of wine.
Right. So it's not gonna harm you.
There's a feeling to it, but that's what it is. It gives it because the drugs affect you differently, but. You don't have to be addicted to it, like in the way that you're an addict getting high. What it is that when they buy it from somebody, they give them a preset amount. You know what I'm saying? It's not medically, oh, we figured out this is the best amount. They just give them a certain amount that they use, and they will use it all in one shot. So that's why they overdose and they die, because they just use whatever they get. They don't buy, you know, whatever heroin and be like, all right, I'm gonna cut this up until the week.
They're not reading the instructions, right? Two tablets.
Well, the problem is there is no instructions, because the doctors haven't figured out what's the best way to do this.
Start low.
Well, you would imagine, right? But these people are like, as soon as they get it, they're like, all right, shoot this whole thing up. Everything.
Fiending. That's the word.
Yeah.
They're fiending.
And because they've been doing it to their body for so long, now they need it.
Yeah, because of their tolerance, right? Okay, so yeah.
But if you started off with just, you know, a little pick me up, maybe a little, you know. A little pill. Put a little bit in your coffee.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got coffee right here, though. It's all good. It's cold coffee, but it's fucking good.
I'm pro American freedom. So there's a lot of weird things that I see that personally I'm against. But as an American people, we should have the freedom to do it.
I want Trump to win because.
He'll never legalize the drugs, though.
No, fuck that shit. That shit will never go away. Stop it. It doesn't matter if he becomes evil or illegal. Niggas are going to get high. But the reason why I want Trump to win. Trump. I want Trump to win because it's going to be so fucking entertaining. Because think about it. It's his last term if he wins.
I want him to.
So he's not going to care. He's going to care even less.
It's going to be so delicious to watch him win and the people panicking in the streets. Remember the video of the woman screaming? Ah! Oh, I want her back.
No, but I'm just thinking about the crazy shit that's going to come out of his mouth. It's like, I'm never coming back here.
Yeah, I'm done. This is it. It's over.
Oh, my gosh.
If he wins, he'd be the only president that did that in history? I don't remember. Was there ever a president that won, lost, and then won?
I think there was one.
I'm like, damn, is there? Because that would be history if he's not.
I mean,
he's already made history. That's what
You know, he reminds me of Ronald Reagan without the screening.
Yeah.
Without the proper screening. Like this shit, whatever this shit is, there was no filter. Yeah.
Ronald Reagan had charm, as much as a lot of people didn't like him. He would say certain things. I forgot. Oh, remember he got shot? I don't know if you remember he got shot.
You did get shot.
And then there was a point where he was making a speech. And I think somebody dropped something, and he said something like, "I thought they were coming after me again," you know. You know, all that debate stuff started with JFK.
Debating?
The real, like, on TV, because he knew he was more handsome than, I think it was Nixon at the time. Mm. And he was like, I want to be on TV. I want people to see me.
I'm pretty.
And that's why he won. Apparently, that's
the He definitely was prettier.
That's like Obama giving out the cell phone. That's why he won.
Oh.
That's what it was.
Supposedly, Obama was more strict than the last three presidents combined. Or, I don't know about combined, but more strict on the border than most.
Yeah, that's 100% fact. He deported more people than Trump did, I think, if I remember correctly. He also killed more children than Trump. So, take that. That's a fact. He drone-striked families, just eradicated last names off the face of the earth.
I mean, that's the way to do it, though, right? Yeah. If you got a whole family that's like, we're against this whole nation and we're terrorizing them till my children are going to be taught that, their children are going to be taught that.
You got to just take that.
Erase, just do a whole.
You got to do it. But that's why I'm like, I don't know if I can be president ever, because those decisions are just, I can't make that decision.
And are any decisions like off the table? Like,
it could be anything.
Biden, because he's just wilding out, he doesn't know. You know what I mean? If he decides, no, there's rules. You know, if he says, you know, we're going to have to set the missiles up, we're going to launch on Russia. There has to be something that says.
There's something. There's 100%.
There's something.
Think about Bush. When he was arresting people and sending them to Guantanamo Bay. Remember that? Remember, there's a law, the Geneva Conventions.
Where
if you arrest somebody, there's a certain way you got to treat them. He just said, yeah, not them. And everybody was just okay with it. Everybody was like, oh, yeah, okay. Not only not them, I'm not even going to keep them in prison in America. They're going to be in another country that we're going to run this prison and we're going to torture
them. Fuck with them.
Because they're not prisoners of war. They're terrorists.
And you're going to agree to it because of what happened in 9/11.
And even if you don't agree to it, I'm still doing it. So if Biden said, I'll bomb Moscow, whatever, you know, whatever. Let me give Ukraine some nukes. That'll stop the war, by the way. I think if Biden gave Ukraine a nuke, I was like, here, just hold on to this button. I think Russia will be like, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa,
whoa. Hold on a second.
Where's that line again? Yeah. Where's the state lines? Let's just redraw that shit real quick. You heard that supposedly Ukraine attacked Russia?
I saw that, yeah. They're pushing back. The Ukrainian people, imagine you. If somebody breaks into your house, you're going to fight back with all your might because you have no choice.
But we both know the reason why this is all happening is because we're giving them.
That's the only reason why Ukraine is surviving at this point, is because we're giving them weapons.
But they're not just surviving now. Now they're on the offensive?
Yeah. Well, the stuff we give them is so far more advanced than Russia.
Did you see the drone strike of the guy who surrendered?
Oh, yeah, not a strike, but yeah, they were following him. You know what? Apparently, what was going on in the video, too, is as he was walking away, his own army was shooting at him, trying to kill him because he was surrendering live.
Oh, my God.
So, when you see the explosion, the shooting past him, it's because his own army is like, oh, he's giving up. Get him. Yeah. Bro, how are you going to blame the guy? People getting blown up around you with these freaking invisible drones. You know what I'm saying? Think about, I don't know, how high is that drone? You could barely even see. It's like a dot in the sky. And it just dropped up on. It's not even a big bomb. It's like a grenade or something.
Yeah.
But if it hits anywhere around you, you're going to get hit with shrapnel and.
You'll die later on.
Yeah, you'll die later on. You know, all they got to do is injure you enough that when the soldiers come, they can knock you out. You know, they can get you. You can't run away.
My arm hurts.
I can't shoot.
They got to just
disable you. Yeah, that's all they got to do. Yeah.
Shock you.
And there's so many videos of them getting obliterated. Like the guys that drive the drones and drop, they're getting really good. You know,
those are the niggas that were playing Nintendo.
And is that propaganda? Is Russia doing it, but we're not seeing it? We're only seeing Ukraine's version of this. That's, you know what I'm saying? But like you said, Ukraine's pushing back, so it makes it be like they're winning. They're pushing. Russia doesn't have the weapons. I watched a video. Every year, Russia does like.
But that could be propaganda too, right? That they're winning. That what we're seeing is them winning. So it sends a message to Russia like, reconsider your. Your stance, like maybe this isn't a good idea, you should retreat.
Yeah, I mean, bro, Russia, the whole thing with Russia was so eye-opening for the world because they saw Russia as this big superpower. And then once they attacked Ukraine and everything was going on, people were like, I thought they had a strong military. They have the numbers. You know what I'm saying? But at a certain point, when your technology is more advanced than the numbers, those numbers don't matter. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's like, imagine you got you 10 guys with machine guns versus 100 guys with swords. 10 versus 100, you know.
And no matter how good you are with those swords.
Yeah, you're dead, bro. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's like with Ukraine and Russia. Russia's like, yeah, send more guys, send more guys. And they're like, with what? Russia has, I was reading this thing that Russia, as they were going in, they were running out of gas. Remember that? No. At the beginning. Because Russia thought, or this was the idea, that they will go into Ukraine and the Ukrainian people were like, thank you for liberating us. We love you. So they didn't expect to be out there driving and fighting. So they never had ammunition and gas come in behind them because they thought, oh, we're just going to get there. We're going to take over and then we'll leave.
Yeah, we'll get the gas there.
Yeah. And then as they're driving, they're running out of gas and then now they have to surrender to freaking farmers. You know what I'm saying? So farmers, you remember seeing this? The farmers are literally stealing the tanks with their tractors. They were stealing stealing artillery weapons and they're like giving it to the Ukrainian army. And I was reading this thing and they were saying that in the beginning of the war, the person that gave the most ammunition to Ukraine was Russia. Because they were just going and then leaving it. And Ukrainians were taking it and using it against them.
Oh my
God. Is so unorganized. And this is what I was saying before about this is like a training ground for America, them supplying Ukraine. Remember, America gets to watch their new weapons
come to play
live. Like, oh, look how they're using it. Oh, it works like that. Oh, no, it doesn't work like that.
But maybe Russia only used their old shit because they knew America was watching. Oh,
then where's their new shit? It's been, what, 2 years now? we're like, where's the new stuff at? I was watching a video where they...
Maybe they don't want to show it because why would you? Bro, I'm going to send all my viejo stuff to fight this little country.
But
I show my real guns, then I'm doing more damage to myself.
Yeah, but there's nothing. They by now
that you know of.
Yeah, but they're getting attacked. You figure, okay, now's the time. Now's the time for this.
Are they getting attacked?
You just told me that Ukraine is attacking.
Supposedly,
Russia.
I wasn't there. I have no fucking clue.
That's
this
my
shit
favorite
real.
Thing about almost everything. We don't know.
We're speculating. That's my favorite thing about everything, but literally everything.
Yeah. So like, if somebody says, "Oh, Russia's gonna win," or Ukraine. We really don't know what's going on over there. So what are we could talk about it
all day.
But at the end of the day, you gotta admit, it's whatever. I don't have it.
And none of us, we could agree, none of us are gonna go over there to find out. Definitely not me.
I'm not going. I'm too old. There's a recruitment center right by my house, which I didn't even know, for the military.
Oh yeah?
And I looked inside and the guy
It's right next to the gyms and stuff like that. Inside that little square.
I looked at the guy and the guy's looking at me through the window. In my head, I'm thinking, I'm like, I'm too old, dude. If he comes out here, I'm like, yo, I'm too old, bro. You can't. Your army won't accept me.
It's what is it, 34?
I think it's like 34, yeah. 34, 35, something like that.
34 years old is when you could enlist. But if shit went down, you're going anyways.
If it went down, they might do a draft. Which, you know, it's scary, but listen, man. If they come over here, we gotta fight. You know what I'm saying? Just like I was saying with Ukraine, you kind of gotta fight because they're attacking you. They're gonna attack your grocery store eventually. You know what I'm saying? Eventually you're gonna starve. So you gotta like, all right, my family lives here. I gotta do something. You know, fighting on the other side of the world, on somebody else's land, just send them guns. Let them figure it out. You know, like I said, I was saying before, for America, they benefit with this war because they could just, all they got to do is give guns and bullets to Ukraine. Like, all right, you guys take care of the problem. You know what I'm saying? Just knock them out.
Yeah, but what's to stop Russia to be like, yo, America's fucking responsible for this shit?
Well, they started the fight, Russia, right?
Yeah, but you weren't involved. Yeah. We didn't attack you, bitch.
Yeah, but then America's like, what are you going to do about it? You going to drive here with your freaking paper tanks? Russia can't do nothing to America. Nothing.
They could nuke us.
We'll shoot it out the sky before it gets here. 100%.
Mm.
100%. Unless they have like a hypersonic missile.
They have it.
They might. Well, they got one. You know what I'm saying? If they even have that. If it's even effective. Apparently, I watched something on TV where Ukraine shot down one of their hypersonic missiles. So if Ukraine could shoot down one of their hypersonic missiles, America definitely got it. If Ukraine did it. We definitely got it.
And what other country has nukes?
There's like 10 countries.
Canada?
I don't think Canada has nukes. I know it's America, Russia, China, North Korea, Britain, France, Germany? I don't know about Germany. Anyway, there's like 10 countries. You can look it up. It's not even a lot. It's, but between America and Russia, it's like the numbers are crazy. It's like
so the threat of a nuclear war is like, not for
it's
us.
It's not that it doesn't exist.
It's just not a threat to us anymore.
Not really.
We don't need to train our kids to hide under their school their school tables.
Most of these nuclear, especially Russia, most of their nuclear arsenal is from, you know, when it was the USSR. Old equipment. That it flies so slow. It's interballistic, intercontinental, where it goes up into space and it drops down. We're gonna see it go up to because it's like a rocket ship. We're gonna see it. We're like, all right, let's track it and shoot it down. Track it and shoot, blow it up in the sky. Go ahead, track it. Like, we have all the technology for it. We'll see it go into space. I'm like, rah, rah, and then just send the jets out and just shoot it right out the sky. You ever seen videos of them following missiles, the jets? They fly right next to the missiles, and they watch the missile fly.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So we got the technology to annihilate it. Like, there's nothing about it. Can Russia stop us? Maybe. I mean, but if watching them fight Ukraine means anything, they can't stop us. You listening to the book still? You stopped.
No. I definitely slowed down. I'm 6 hours left all into right. The book. So I don't know. I just feel like. Listen, if the war ends and Ukraine wins before Trump wins,
I don't think.
Or I mean, before the election, you heard me? Trump wins.
Got him.
Got him. You know what's happening over here? Because I really don't see anybody else. And I'm sorry to say, although you know he's still claiming the elections were rigged, whether you believe that or not, whether he keeps mentioning it or not, there's really nothing to stop him from going back in there because. The other side is bleeding blue. They're bleeding. Yeah. They're wounded, and it's like by if Ukraine wins
by self-inflicted wounds too.
By self-inflict. Self-destruction. Absolutely. The ego is real over there.
They say the same thing about
the Reds. So it's the same shit at the end of the day. But if Ukraine manages to win the war, it's gonna be Biden's the man we need.
I gotta be honest. I don't think there's any winning to this war. I think Trump said it correctly when he said, we just need to stop the fighting. We got to stop people from dying. That's all we need to do. Just stop it, and we can figure out the rest of the words. He's right. Mm-hmm. I wish Biden would have said that. As the president of the United States, I wish he would have came out like, look, we got to stop this nonsense.
Yeah, word, play delicate.
Yeah.
Be the...
Yeah, I wish he would have said that, but he doesn't have the cognitive ability to even think like that. You know what I'm saying? He can't even think those words.
He was pretty sharp in that little what was the ceremony that they had with the jokes? You were questioning his earlobes?
I don't question earlobes. Somebody else does. I'm just showing that his earlobes, he has asymmetrical earlobes. One of his earlobes are round and the other one's like straight. I don't know if you noticed that. So they look at one picture of Biden from one side and one picture of Biden. They're like, they're two different guys. They're clones.
Right, because...
But if you look at him live... Is one is different than the other.
Right, because one is connected to the...
One is like round.
One is connected.
And the other one's like flat. Yeah.
Connected, yeah.
Yeah, so... It's like people crook
noses. What do you have? The connected type or the loopy ones?
I have no idea.
Let's see, bitch. Those are loopy, nigga.
A little loopy.
No, they're loopy because they don't connect. They make that little shape.
What about you?
Let's see. No, I definitely got loops, right?
It's weird that we didn't even know that. I didn't even know that. So just now, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, the other thing is like the fingers, too. Does your pinky curve in?
What? Oh, it curves out.
You are fucking an alien, nigga. This nigga's a reptile. I'm gay. And on that note, that was The Basement, ladies and gentlemen. What kind of ears do you have and your fingers? You never knew that about the fingers?
No.
There's a few things that are very unique, you know, that are identifiers. Like, I don't know. They're generic. And shit. Oh, did you hear? My son comes over and he's like, oh, did you know that we're like giraffes? We have lines in our body.
Lines?
Like giraffes. And that
giraffes,
only...
I don't understand the giraffe's lines. Giraffe has lines?
A giraffe? No, a zebra. Sorry, a zebra.
Oh, like we're striped.
We have stripes.
Oh, yeah. We have stripes. Yeah,
yeah. And you can only see them in a certain spectrum of light.
Spectrum of light, yeah.
I think it's dogs or cats that can actually see it. No wonder these niggas are fucking attacking us. Yeah. Yeah. I don't blame the cats now. I'm like, I get it.
This We're just like the aliens from Avatar.
Oh my gosh. That's why I'm never going to get a cat. I thought it was like a spiritual thing. Now I know these niggas are looking at us like fucking straws.
Yeah, they look at us like we're animals.
Like we're hay. What the fuck is this hay shit on your back? Come here. The basement.
Yo, what up, everybody? If you like what you saw, please click on some of the video links on the side. And please support our channel by liking, subscribing, and leave a little comment. And maybe we'll respond back to you. And hopefully, you'll be a guest on our next episode. Spitting for where the sacred texts are given, where the God man was sent, so I could be forgiven. He forgave a lazy.